time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, back from Thailand.
Yeah, it was, man. I tell you, talk about fresh and local. On the street food is amazing in Thailand.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait to hear all about it. And Karen Walters Zuko from The Arbors in Greenfield. Sounds like it could be a tree farm, but that is not what it is. What is The Arbors in Greenfield?
It's an assisted living community.
Serving whom?
It serves elders 62 years and older.
And why, Phil, did you bring in Karen from The Arbors for the local hero spotlight?
Well, I wanted to explore for you, Monty, where you want to go in the future.
It's right down the street from where I live right now, so
oh, well,
I think it'll be great.
There you go.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that there's lots of different kinds of businesses that have a commitment to local food and buying from farmers and find it really important to their business. And this is a business we haven't explored that much.
Yeah. So how does it work? How are you working with the local farm community at The Arbors in Greenfield?
Yeah. So The Arbors in Greenfield's been there since 2008. You know, it's a family-owned and operated business, so buying local and doing local, whether it's farms, food, merchants, anything that we get, buying local is very, very important. So, you know, we're in a farm-rich community, so it only made sense to buy local.
So are you serving these folks three meals a day?
Similarly? We do. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, three meals a day, 365 days a year.
And how many people are there right now?
So right now, there are 76 apartments, so about, I have a few couples, so about 82 people that we serve. We also feed staff, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So maybe 110 people.
For every meal. So what are some of the menu items and what are some of the farms that you're working with?
Yeah, so Cheslick Farm and our family farm, they provide the dairy, and Cheslick is our produce, corn, root vegetables. You know, seasonally we buy all year round. So whatever's local is how we plan our menus.
Did a lot of these folks grow up eating farm fresh food? Like if I think of my grandmother, who's sadly deceased now, she did not eat a ton of, well, there was a period of time very early on where she probably did, getting, you know, from the markets in Boston, the Haymarket, but then went to the more of the traditional mid-century of the 20th century model of, you know, canned vegetables and everything. What is it like with the population you're working with?
Yeah, so that's why it's so important, because the folks that live in Greenfield at The Arbors also live in that surrounding area. So they've been in that farming community, and many of them were farmers.
Yeah.
Just like The Arbors in Amherst, we have so many people who lived in Hadley, which is a farm-rich community.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, buying local and eating fresh grown farm to table food is so important to folks.
You can't pass off Mexican asparagus to a former Hadley asparagus farmer
no,
and expect
them
not to know the difference there. So plus there, you know, the population you're working with, elderly folks that are in assisted living, assumedly they have greater health concerns than many other people in the population, and this is really better for their health in so many ways.
It is. The nutrients that you get from farm fresh, you can't be, it's better than frozen canned. There's no sodium in that. It's really, really very important.
I know as our communities have aged here in Western Mass and the nation, there's more businesses that have popped up to provide these kind of services. So I'm wondering, when you're marketing The Arbors, are you talking about food and local farms? How does that work for you?
Yes. So food, again, is so very important to folks. And people are asking questions, and they've been asking questions. Where do you get your food from? Is it local? Again, because between Amherst and Greenfield, those are very rich farm communities. So it only makes sense that we would purchase locally grown produce, purchase anything that we can that's from the local community.
And, you know, if you take the amount of meals you're providing per day, you're serving up 100,000 meals a year. You know, that's a good amount. To have your purchasing go back to farmers who are then investing in the community, that is a nice little circle.
Absolutely.
Karen Walters Zuko from The Arbors in Greenfield. The Arbors in Greenfield has been around since 2008. Was this something that you came out of the gate supporting? Or is this something that developed over time?
Well, again, because the Arbors is owned, it's a family, it's a local family owned and operated. So that's always been the philosophy, is that wherever you can buy, no matter what we do, if we can buy it locally, that's the goal and the philosophy of The Arbors.
Are you the family?
I'm not, but I know I talk about it like I am, just because I feel like I am, because I've been around for a long time. And that's how they make you feel.
Yeah.
It really is family taking care of family. That's really our bottom line, and providing that genuine care, kindness, and comfort to everyone.
And with that byline, you mentioned to me that your mom ended up being at The Arbors.
Yes, my mom was at The Arbors in Amherst. She was able to stay there for 5 years, do end-of-life care. It was wonderful.
No greater testimonial than putting your own mother in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you really don't like your mother.
And I just wonder, what kind of additional bennies did she get?
Yeah. She got the freshest asparagus there, didn't she?
You're like, Mom, no, stop. Don't tell people that I'm the executive director.
Karen Walters Zuko from The Arbors in in Greenfield, who has a focus for the population that they serve in their assisted living community on buying local food. You can find all about buying local food from Phil Corman and CISA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.